1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com. It is time for more of your gym horror stories. First four rounds have not disappointed. Been fantastic. Time for round five.
All right, lots to cover. Let's get started. This might get points for uniqueness. In the spring of 2002, shortly after the 9/11 attacks, it was a beautiful day, and our gym teacher decided to have class outside on the athletic fields of West Allis Hale. However, unknowingly, there was one minor oversight. Weed treatment via crop duster was scheduled for that time frame. As we played kickball in the fresh spring air, a classmate pointed to the air at a diving aircraft and screamed, "Everybody run!" In a panic, everyone did just that and ran for their lives toward any cover they could find, some diving under bleachers, some running toward the school, rolling under cars in the parking lot, etc. As everyone cleared the field, the crop duster unloaded its chemical cargo.
You could have got mesothelioma or something later.
They couldn't
in life.
Do this on Saturday?
No kidding.
At the time, it was horrifying, but now, many years later, it's quite hilarious to look back on. Okay.
Yeah, because you lived, so it's funny.
Right, that tumor is
right.
Benign. You know God.
I've never been a particularly athletic person, but always thought it was an acceptable, I was acceptable as a volleyball player. One day in eighth grade, I was in the front row next to the net and lost track of the ball. Where is it?
Oh, boy.
It came down directly on the crown of my head. I immediately sat on the floor somewhat stunned. The rest of the class looked on in surprise and amusement as the ball simply went back over the net and dropped on the opposite team's floor.
Sweet.
I was physically fine, just embarrassed. Turns out that a headshot in volleyball counts. We won the point.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Side out.
Now things start to go badly. It was 1971, and as a high school freshman, we were all required to take swimming. There's a lot of swimming.
Which is the worst. Yeah.
Me being the chubby girl who couldn't swim, stood in line to get my school-issued color-coded by-size swimsuit.
So gross.
Got changed, ran through the showers, and off to the pool. After splashing around in the shallow end for most of the class, Mrs. P was going to teach me to swim. Really? Just at the end of class?
Okay. Here, I can get this done in 20 minutes. You'll be swimming like a fish in no time.
She knelt by the side of the pool. She, of course, never went in with us. And grabbed the back of the straps of my suit and told me to start dog paddling. I was probably swimming like a swan until she let go. And to her surprise and mine, I sank like a rock.
Yep.
With flailing hands and feet, I finally got my feet under me and stood up coughing and catching my breath. Next class, I told her I had gotten my monthly friend, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay. I did like four times per month.
And couldn't swim. The next summer, my mom and dad put in a backyard pool. I taught myself how to swim, never having to take a
gym
class again.
Do you know some people can't float? It's like a thing. They can't float on their back.
They just can't.
They just cannot do it. It just doesn't. They can't.
Things get even worse. It was 1976 in my third grade gym class with Mrs. Hefty. Mrs. Hefty.
Okay.
We were about to play Sharks and Minnows, which was one of my favorite games to play. Shelby was the shark in the middle of the gym who was going to try to tag me first since she didn't like me and always tried to tag me first. I made up my mind to run as fast as I possibly could so she couldn't tag me first this time. As the whistle blew, I took off fast to make it to the opposite gym wall where I would be safe. As I ran, I looked over my shoulder to make sure Shelby wasn't gaining on me. When I turned my face forward, the gym wall was closer than anticipated.
Oh, sure.
And I smacked into the brick wall with a loud, sickening thud.
Oh.
Blood immediately poured from my nose, and my front tooth was on the floor.
Ah.
My friend Jenny came to see if I was okay, and the gym teacher yelled at her for tracking blood all over the gym.
Jenny!
48 years later, I'm still dealing with this tooth. enduring a root canal, four oral surgeries, a bridge, and an implant, all because of Shelby and that brutal game of Sharks and Minnows.
Wow. Who knew it was so brutal?
This and the guy who was the pitcher and broke his elbow.
Oh, right.
His life was forever changed by that day.
While playing indoor soccer, a sport in which I had very little experience, during a sixth grade gym class, I attempted a header like I had seen other more accomplished players execute. With my head down and eyes closed, the header never happened as I was violently kicked in the face by another player.
Ow.
See, he was going to kick it.
Yeah.
You were going to use your head.
Yep.
All came together about the same spot.
Bringing a class to a halt as blood poured from my face, taken to the school nurse who gasped at the sight of me.
What a pro.
My mother was called to pick me up and take me to the hospital. Once again, never an ambulance.
No ambulance.
It's not in the budget. No.
Come quick.
Mom loves to retell this story. She was about to host a luncheon at her home. 11 guests were due to arrive any minute when she got the phone call. She left a note on the door. Please come in. Fix yourself a drink. I had to take my idiot son to the hospital. Be back soon.
Thanks, Ma.
He was just doing as instructed. He was playing soccer.
Why is he an idiot?
Yeah, here's a ball joke. Junior high gym class, indoor soccer. The ball went up. I stood below, waiting for it to come down. The class bully, apparently confused about the number and size of balls that were in play, wound up his foot and booted me right between the legs.
Mm-hmm.
I crumpled to the ground. The gym teacher grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and sent him to the principal's office. Then the ball came down. The ones connected with took even longer to come back.
Indoor soccer.
And now our creepy section. Back in the late 70s, as we began junior high, part of our list of items to bring to school was a bar of soap for gym class. This was back in the day when kids had to shower at the end of every gym class. Well, the first day of class, we got changed. We were told to bring our bar of soap to roll call. Then we placed the bar in a wire basket and went on with our class. At the end of the class, we stripped down for the very first time in front of our entire class, as if there weren't bad enough, where we were walking to the showers. We started looking through the basket for our particular bar of soap when the gym teacher yelled, "Just grab a bar and get in the shower."
I don't want to do that.
Like any of us were going to grab any of those bars on the second day. Just what you want to use is someone else's bar of soap.
No.
Most of us went home and begged our moms to take us to the store and buy a new bar of soap and a container we could keep it in. The school didn't have soap?
It was the 70s. Do you remember the 70s?
The liquid soap? Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's this. It was late summer, 1981, and I was excited to finally have become a woman.
Meh.
I couldn't wait to get back to school to tell all my friends. First day back, we had gym class. We were lined up single file, and we were doing stretches and exercises. The boy I had a crush on was directly behind me, so they had co-ed classes there.
Mm-hmm.
During one of the stretches, the teacher admonished said boy for staring at my butt.
Wow, really?
I was embarrassed but thrilled. Maybe he liked me, too. I continued to stretch and jump and feeling pretty good about myself. Mm-hmm. One of the final exercises was to stand and touch our toes. While bent over, I noticed to my horror that the very large pads that we were using in those days had come halfway out of my shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was 1981. The shorts were very short and the pads were very bulky. I turned to see if anyone noticed, and my crush was looking at me, but not in a good way.
Nope. Not at all.
This is why he had been staring at my rear end.
Yeah.
Right.
So much for him liking me or feeling good about myself. It was pants for me in the gym after that.
Mm-hmm. We all can tell a story like that.
No, we can't. I don't have a story like that.
We gals.
Oh.
How about this one? I was participating in my gym class for physical fitness week, and our final activity was pull-ups. I had been the most athletic girl in the class, and let's call him Tom, was the most athletic guy. The class decided they wanted Tom and I to compete against each other. I naively and proudly agreed, but we had to pull our chin above the bar and stay there as long as physically possible. Just one chin up, just and hold it.
What is that called? That's called a...
You know, it's like they do it on Survivor.
It's a hold, yeah. It's got a name. It's not a pull-up, but it's...
Tom went first and came in just over 2 minutes. My turn. I got up there and held my chin above the bar. I was determined to beat him, so there was no way I was letting go.
I like this girl.
Just as I exceeded his time, I began to shake. With everyone watching, I shook. It felt weird, like the bar was vibrating, and I let go. I realized I had just had my first big O. What?
What?
In front of the entire class.
What? That could have happened. I'm getting a bar installed. Wow.
With a very stunned look on my face, I turned and ran out of the gym. I stopped competing in gym class after that. Never heard of that. You know, it is physical education. And so if you're learning something about your physical self, I don't know. High school, 1998, we were entering the swimming unit of gym class. Wow. The school provided swimsuits, and each day we were given approximately 10 seconds to find one our size out of a giant pile of them in the middle of the locker room.
Great.
Fortunately, they were all labeled by size with giant numbers that were painted across your butt, letting everyone know from a great distance just how big of a boy you were. These were also magic suits that were way too tight when dry, outlining every bit of budding manhood we had at 13.
Oh, yeah.
And grew to be way too loose as soon as you jumped in the pool, exposing everything in a much different way. After class, we had to hit the showers, but the magic suits weren't allowed in there, as that would break their spell or something. So we had to remove them as soon as we got out of the very cold pool and into the locker room, bringing the humiliation trifecta to a close.
I'm serious. Yeah.
Still reeling over the pull-up.
So am I. And shopping for bars.
There's more weirdness. All middle school girls are going through physical, sometimes embarrassing changes. Well, Mrs. Gym Teacher would tell us our bodies weren't wet enough from the shower after class. Made us even twirl for her to make sure our body looked wet.
Mm-hmm.
When we were finally wet enough, she gave us a towel. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I was in fourth grade. We were doing the gymnastics unit in gym class. It was a couple of days after my birthday, and I was wearing my brand new Bugle Boy blue jeans at school.
Hey.
Did not want to do the somersaults, but the gym teacher would not let me get out of it, and she was my spotter. Halfway through the first one, I untucked and landed hard on my back, knocking the wind out of me. Teacher looked at me and saw that my hands were blue, and called 911.
I got it.
Yeah. My mother was also a teacher at the school, and she came running to the gym as the rescue squad got there. They started doing tests and couldn't find anything wrong with me, but due to my blue hands, rushed me to the hospital. Once there and after more tests, they washed my hands and determined that I was sweating in gym class, rubbing my hands on my legs.
Mm-hmm.
The blue dye from the jeans stained my hands. Did get me out of completing the gymnastics unit in gym that year, though.
All righty.
And, well, let's see.
Two? Yes.
All right. Sixth grade, one night I sat down on the couch to watch TV when our Afghan hound decided my face would be his new chew toy.
Okay.
Trip to the ER, 40 stitches for the deep wounds around my eyes, and the next day I go to school.
Wow.
Didn't you get a day off for a dog attack around your face?
What year was this?
It just says sixth grade.
Oh, okay.
With the proximity of the bites to my eyes, there were no bandages. My mangled face was on full display to the horror and delight of my classmates. In gym class, we had been playing floor hockey, and I was given the option of sitting out, but played. My teacher made me goalie to keep me out of the more rough contact parts of the game, and for most of the class.
Until the... okay.
Yeah.
Play was at the far end of the gym. I spent my time talking with Julie, who was playing defense to avoid having to actually play.
What happened to your face?
Oh, and she was my first crush. Eventually, the hard orange puck came to our side, and Julie was forced to participate in the game. A shot was made on the goal, and the puck became airborne. Not sure if it was because of excitement or because she was disinterested in sports or both, but Julie completely ignored the high sticking rule. As the puck was in the air, she took a full-force baseball swing at the puck. Unfortunately, my face was in the way.
Oh, my God.
I felt a blinding flash of pain from my entire face.
His already compromised face.
No kidding.
Woke up to smelling salts. No stitches were ruptured, but I now had a Chris Farley-like red mark to go along with all the rest of my ruined face.
Had to have been the roughest 24-hour period for that face ever.
Wow.
And this one.
Afghan hound.
When I was in seventh grade, we were running in a single-file line around the gym, as we did every day. Now, there was this one kid who thought it was funny, no surprise he wasn't, and decided to bend down to tie his shoe so that people would trip while they were running.
Fall over him.
Mm-hmm. Well, lucky me, I got stuck behind him on our run that day, and halfway through, he bent down to tie his shoe, and I tripped over him. I didn't just trip, though. Went flying over him and fell in a push-up position. Oh, and it doesn't end there. The biggest kid in the school then fell on top of me, and boom, both my elbows snapped.
Oh, my God.
I was in complete shock and got up to continue the run, and everything went black. I went to my teacher and told her I was hurt, and she sent me to the nurse. The nurse said, "You can use these ice packs for 15 minutes, and then you have to go to class." What? Thankfully, it was the last class of the day, so I changed out of my gym clothes with two broken arms.
I don't know how you do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Went to meet my mom out front and told her what happened. We went to the ER where they had to cut off my sweatshirt, and sure enough, I left with two casts.
Hey, Mom. Looks like I snapped both my elbows today. We might have to make a detour on the way home.
Was he an idiot, too?
Well, we asked for him.
That was a shocking
one. And we got him. That concludes your gym class horror stories.